This is a Life News Radio special report. I'm Jim Anderson. Christians are divided even within denominations or churches over contraception, even abortifacient contraceptives. While doctrine or teaching should be examined, one component stands apart from moral or theological concerns. It has to do with our environment, our health, and even our ability to replace ourselves, to reproduce. Most people imagine that prescribed medicines do their job in the body and then simply disappear. The reality is that most often, more complicated pharmaceutical drugs and artificial hormones are passed by the kidneys and into our wastewater systems, not prepared to move these complicated chemical structures from the water that then flows out into our rivers and oceans. More in a moment. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. A new report from the U.S. Geological Survey warns of broad, uninvestigated ecological impacts from estrogenic chemicals throughout the U.S. and many other countries. They studied Madaka fish, and these showed mutations and impaired fertility and survival rates in the third generation after exposure to these contraceptives. The report follows other such reports that abortifacient and other hormones are not only dangerous to those who take them, but that the effects of such medicine in our water is a danger that may not be justified by any presumed benefits. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.